الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 40 statements of the righteous elders. Supplication of Attar. O Allah Almighty, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet, 40 statements of the righteous elders, grant him true love for the noble saints, rahimahumullah, and grant him and his parents Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble saints and Sufis, rahimahumullah, are the accepted people of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty bestows them with ilme laduni, knowledge granted by Allah Almighty without reading books. The one who sits in their company with devotion and respect cannot remain misfortunate. Rather, the merciful gaze of these individuals can change a sinner into an adherent of the Sunnah within a moment. Through their thought-provoking advice and Sunnah-inspired characters, the noble saints, rahimahumullah, spread the call to righteousness and bring people closer to Allah Almighty. 40 sayings of various saints and scholars, rahimahumullah, have been brought together in this short work. These 40 statements were recorded by a man of Allah Almighty, the renowned spiritual guide and the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. The weekly booklet study department of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, i.e. Islamic Research Center, is compiling these sayings of the noble saints, which were written down by Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, on various occasions, and presenting them in the form of a booklet. In most places, a short biography of the relevant religious personality has been mentioned, so that the readers can be introduced to these great figures. For more information relating to the biography or pertaining to the statement of the mentioned personality, the QR code for a relevant book has been given on each page. May Allah Almighty accept the efforts of everyone who worked on this book and make it a means of them being forgiven without accountability. May Allah Almighty grant Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, a long life full of blessings and extend his shadow over us with goodness and well-being. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Disgrace and sadness. Saying of Sayyidina Luqman, rahmatullahi alayh, O my son, avoid debt, for it is the disgrace of the day and the sadness of the night. Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, rahmatullahi alayh, was a saint of Allah Almighty who lived for 1,000 years. Prior to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, he, rahmatullahi alayh, was the mufti of Bani Israel. When Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was sent as a prophet, he rahmatullahi alayhi stopped issuing legal verdicts. He rahmatullahi alayhi visited 4,000 prophets alayhi salatu was salam. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Silence is a praiseworthy habit. Sayyiduna Ka'bul Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi said, speaking little is great wisdom. So adopt silence as it is a praiseworthy habit. It lightens one's burden and reduces one's sins. Before accepting Islam, Sayyiduna Ka'bul Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi was a major scholar of the Jews. Although he rahmatullahi alayhi was alive during the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's era, he rahmatullahi alayhi embraced Islam during the caliphate of Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in 32 AH in Homs, Syria, during the era of the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, and he is buried there. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more virtues about silence, refer to the booklet of Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri entitled Silent Prince. To learn about death, scan this QR code, Sharu Sudur. Worldly Calamities. The Tabi'i, Sayyiduna Ka'ab al-Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi, stated, the one who recognizes death, the hardships and grief of the world become light for him. The authority of the scholars over the rulers. Sayyiduna Abu Aswad rahmatullahi alayhi said, there is nothing more honorable than knowledge. Kings rule over the people and scholars rule over the kings. Sayyiduna Abu Aswad al-Du'ali rahmatullahi alayhi was a renowned tabi'i. When the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, observed people making mistakes in speaking Arabic, he radiyallahu anhu compiled some basic rules and wrote the definitions of noun, verb and conjunction for their rectification. He handed them over to Sayyiduna Abu Aswad al-Du'ali, telling him to expand on them. Then he rectified his additions. To learn about the virtues of scholars and knowledge and much more beneficial points, scan this QR code. The Humble Saint. Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was a very humble individual who considered everyone to be better than himself. He rahmatullahi alayhi once said, if I attain salvation from punishment, then I am better. Otherwise, a dog is better than hundreds of sinners like me. The great Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, was born in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara during the caliphate of Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, with his tahniq being performed by the latter. He also met Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. He rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in Rajab 110 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Satan's slave. Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi stated, when the first gold and silver coins were made, Satan took them, placed them on his forehead, then kissed them and said, the one who loves you is truly my slave. An interesting point. Saying of Imam Al-Baqir rahmatullahi alayh, you can gauge how much your brother loves you from the amount of love you have for your brother in your heart. Sayyiduna Imam Al-Baqir rahmatullahi alayh is the grandson of Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu and the son of Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh. He rahmatullahi alayh is also the fifth sheikh of the Qadariya, Razaviya, Attariya spiritual chain. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about him, scan this QR code, Blessings of Imam Baqir. Saying of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, whosoever sends salat upon the Prophet 700 times in Shaban, Allah Almighty will appoint some angels to convey his salat to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which will please his soul. Then Allah Almighty will command those angels to supplicate for the forgiveness of that person until the Day of Judgment. The renowned Tabi'i, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, was born on Monday the 17th of Rabiul Awwal 83 AH in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Through his mother, his lineage went back to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and his paternal lineage went back to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. To learn more about him, scan this QR code, Blessings of Imam Jafar Sadiq. To learn more about the virtues of sending Salat, scan this QR code to read the booklet of Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. What has the world been commanded with? Imam Jafar As-Sadiq Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, Allah Almighty commanded the world, O world, serve the one who worships me and exhaust the one who serves you. Cause of a bad death. The foremost Imam, the master of the jurists, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Alayhi stated, the greatest cause of a bad death is oppression. The name of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the Imam of millions of Hanafis, is Numan bin Thabit. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi was born in 70 AH in the renowned city of Kufa in Iraq. And he Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away in Sha'ban al-Mu'allam 150 AH at the age of 80. His blessed resting place is located in Baghdad and continues to be a source of blessings. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. To learn more about him, scan this QR code, Flood of Tears. Speak good of others. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, speak of your brother in his absence in the same manner that you wish to be spoken of in your absence. Sayyiduna Abu Abdullah Sufyan bin Sa'id al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi was known as Amirul Mu'mineen fi al-Hadith. He rahmatullahi alayhi was born in Kufa in 97 AH, corresponding to 716 CE. He rahmatullahi alayhi was an imam of his time in the sacred sciences and piety. He rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in 161 AH, corresponding to 778 CE. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam. To learn more about him, refer to Volume 6 of Allah Walon Ki Baatein. To read the book Backbiting, A Cancer in Our Society, scan this QR code. More superior to 100 Hajj. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi Alayhi reports that Sayyiduna Rabia Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, according to me, teaching someone the rulings of prayer is better than giving away the entire wealth of the world in charity. And removing a person's religious uncertainty is better than performing 100 Hajj. Imam Malik bin Anas Rahmatullahi Alayhi is the Imam of millions of Malikis. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi is one of the four Mujtahid Imams under Taba Tabi'i. According to the most famous opinion, he Rahmatullahi Alayhi was born in 93 AH in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And he Rahmatullahi Alayhi passed away there too. His grave is located in the renowned graveyard of Jannatul Baqi. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. For more information, scan this QR code to read the booklet Imam Malik's Love for Medina. Harms of Unlawful Glancing. Saying of Sayyiduna Ala bin Zayd Rahmatullahi Alayhi, avoid looking at even the shawl of a woman, for a glance creates desire in the heart. The Tabi'i Sayyiduna Ala bin Ziyad Rahmatullahi Alayhi was from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi was someone who avoided ostentation in worship, spurned the world, was always ready for the hereafter, performed abundant good deeds, and preferred solitude. He, rahmatullahi alayh, passed away in 194 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mercy turns away. Sayyiduna Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi said, when these three things are found in a gathering, then mercy turns away. Number one, mention of the world. Number two, laughing excessively. Number three, backbiting people. Sayyiduna Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi was a disciple of the renowned saint Sayyiduna Shaqiq al-Balkhi and the spiritual guide of Sayyiduna Ahmad al-Khadrawiyya rahmahumullah. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi considered him to be from the Siddiqeen. He rahmatullahi alayhi would give abundantly to others but would generally not accept things from them. He rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in 237 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Joyful outcome. Shaykh Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi, if people had as much compassion towards themselves by avoiding sins and performing pious deeds as they do towards their children, they would receive happiness in their outcome, i.e. death. An honored Shaykh of the lofty Qadariya Radhaviya spiritual chain, Sayyiduna Abu al-Hasan Sari bin Mughallis al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayh, was born in around 155 AH in Baghdad. He rahmatullahi alayhi used to sell saqat, miscellaneous small items, hence the title of al-saqati. He rahmatullahi alayhi was the disciple of Sayyiduna Ma'ruf al-Karkhi rahmatullahi alayhi and the maternal uncle and teacher of Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi. He rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in Ramadan 253 AH after the Fajr Azan. He rahmatullahi alayhi is buried in the graveyard Faiz al-Anwar Shunizia. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about his interesting sayings, scan this QR code, The Saintly Aphorisms of Sari al-Saqati. Memory. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi stated, I found studying with complete attention and steadfastness to be extremely beneficial for memory. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi was born on Friday the 13th of Shawwal 194 AH in Bukhara, a city in Uzbekistan. His name was Muhammad and his technonym Abu Abdullah. Some of his titles include Amir al-Mu'mineen fi al-Hadith and Hafiz al-Hadith. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For more information, refer to the booklet Blessings of Imam Bukhari. Remove hardships. Saying of Sayyiduna Bishr al-Hafi rahmatullahi alayh, putting happiness into the heart of a Muslim, answering the plea of the oppressed and removing his hardship and aiding the weak is superior to 100 voluntary hajj. The technonym of Sayyiduna Bishr bin Harith al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh was Abu Nasr and he was known by the title Al-Hafi. He rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 152 AH and passed away on a Friday in Rabi'ul Awwal 227 AH in Baghdad. Allah Almighty granted forgiveness to those who accompanied his funeral. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The key to evils. If you feel anger, suppress it. Do not act according to it. Sayyiduna Jafar bin Muhammad rahimahumullah stated, anger is the key to all evils. Imam Abu al-Abbas Jafar bin Muhammad Mustaghfiri al-Hanafi rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 350 AH to a scholarly household and passed away on the 29th or 30 Jumadil Ula 432 AH in Nasaf. He rahmatullahi alayhi was an erudite scholar, muhaddith, a prolific teacher and an author. Many scholars sought knowledge from him. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The harm of bad company. Saying of Sayyiduna Data Ali al-Hajawari rahmatullahi alayhi, the one who sits in the company of bad people becomes victim to the evil of the carnal self. If a person has righteousness and goodness within himself, he will prefer the company of the righteous. Sayyiduna Data Ali al-Hajwari rahmatullahi alayhi was born in around 400 AH in Ghazni. His technonym was Abu al-Hasan, his name Ali, and his title Ganj Bakhsh. His spiritual chain connects back to the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib rahmatullahi alayhi, through nine links. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn about his life, scan this QR code, Fizane Data Ali Hajwari. The night of salvation is the night of intercession. The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi stated, the night of salvation is also known as the night of intercession, for it is on this night that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam requested to intercede for his ummah, and Allah Almighty accepted his intercession for all of his ummah except for the one who ran far from the mercy of Allah Almighty like a camel and continued to distance himself by persisting in sins. The name of Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi was Muhammad. He rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 450 AH corresponding to 1058 CE. At the time of his death, Sahih Al-Bukhari was on his chest and he repeatedly gave this advice to his students, عَلَيْكَ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ, adopt sincerity. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away while saying this on the 14th of Jumadul Akhira, 505 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The source of all good deeds. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, just as love for the world is the root of all sin, hatred for the world is the source of all good deeds. Do not fall into hardship. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi stated, it was said, do not leave your tongue unrestrained, for it will harm your honor. It has also been said, protect your tongue, do not speak, and do not fall into hardship, for hardships have been consigned to the tongue. Happiness is also a calamity. Saying of Sayyid Ahmad Kabir al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi, there are many happy people for whom their happiness becomes a calamity. His name was Ahmad, and he was known as Rifai on account of his ancestor Rifa. He rahmatullahi alayhi was from the descendants of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. His technonym was Abu al-Abbas and his title Muhyiddin. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was born on the 5th of Rajab, 512 AH, corresponding to 1st of November, 1118 CE. At the time of his passing, the words Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah were on his tongue. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about him, scan this QR code, Greatness of Imam Rifai. A great benefit of commemorating the Mawlid. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, commemorating the Mawlid disgraces Satan and strengthens the believers. Imam Abu al-Faraj Abdul Rahman bin Ali al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 511 AH. He was the Imam of his time in oratory and preaching. According to some research, he rahmatullahi alayhi would write 40 pages every day. He rahmatullahi alayhi was Hafiz al-Hadith, someone who memorizes 100,000 ahadith with their chains of transmission. Hundreds of thousands of people repented at his hands. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away on Friday the 13th of Ramadanul Mubarak, 597 AH, and was laid to rest in Baghdad at the side of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Benefits of looking at the Holy Quran. Khawaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi said, looking at the Holy Quran sharpens the vision, provides protection against eye pain, and prevents the eyes from becoming dry. Khawaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi was born on the 14th of Rajab, 537 AH, corresponding to 1142 CE, and passed away on the 6th of Rajab, 633 AH. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a Hassani and Husseini Sayyid. His mother was the first cousin of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, making the latter the maternal uncle of Khawaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about his life, scan this QR code, the terrible magician, the saint of Ajmer. To learn more about prayer, scan this QR code, blessings of prayer. Sayings of Baba Farid rahmatullahi alayh. Do not harm another with your tongue or hands and do not speak ill of them. Protect your outer, protect your eyes and tongue and use them for the sake of Allah Almighty. Keep the remembrance of Allah Almighty in your heart. Always keep your tongue moist with dhikr and recitation of the noble Quran, and safeguard your heart from the whispers of Satan. His name was Mas'ud, but he, rahmatullahi alayhi, is known by his title, Farid al-Din Ganj-Shakar. His lineage goes back to the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was born in 569 or 571 AH. Even in his final days, and whilst in an ailing state, he, rahmatullahi alayhi, would offer prayer in congregation. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away whilst prostrating in prayer. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For more information about his life, scan this QR code, Sayyiduna Fariduddin, fountain of spirituality, the blessings of a single mercy. Shaykh Abu Ata'ullah rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Whomsoever Allah Almighty showers His mercy upon, it will suffice for him in all matters of this world and the hereafter. So what about the state of the one upon whom 10 mercies descend, due to reciting Salat? His name was Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Muhammad Abu Ata'ullah al-Rashidi al-Shafi'i. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was born in 767 AH in Cairo. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, memorized the Holy Quran, would recite it abundantly, was an exemplar of good character, a generous individual, an excellent muhaddith, a jurist, and an orator. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away on the Friday, 11th of Rabiul Awwal, 854 AH, at the age of 87 in Cairo. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To read the booklet, Blessings of Salat upon the Prophet, scan this QR code. Distribution of sustenance. Saying of Sayyiduna Ali al-Khawwas rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah Almighty distributes perceptible sustenance, which is food for the body, from the time of Fajr until the sun rises by a spear's length. And spiritual sustenance, which cannot be seen, is distributed by him from Asr until sunset. Sayyiduna Ali al-Khawwas rahmatullahi alayhi would speak so authoritatively on the meanings of the Holy Quran and Ahadith that the scholars were left awestruck. He rahmatullahi alayhi was also an excellent doctor. Whichever remedy he would advise use of, it would result in cure. He rahmatullahi alayhi showed immense respect for the scholars and the righteous and would welcome them by standing. Every Friday, he rahmatullahi alayhi would clean masajid for the sake of Allah Almighty. He rahmatullahi alayhi would shoulder the hardship of others as his own. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The blessings of the beloved Prophet's birthplace. Allama Qutbuddin rahmatullahi alayhi said, supplication is accepted at the birthplace of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. His name was Muhammad bin Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Nahrawali. His title was Qutbuddin, and he rahmatullahi alayhi was a Hanafi Qadiri. He rahmatullahi alayhi was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah in 917 AH. He rahmatullahi alayhi was a learned scholar, mufassir, muhaddith, author and researcher. He rahmatullahi alayhi would deliver lessons on Islamic jurisprudence and Quranic jurisprudence in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and was later appointed as the Mufti of Makkah Al-Mukarramah. According to one report, he rahmatullahi alayhi passed away on 988 AH. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For more information about the blessed birthplace, scan this QR code. Reward for commemorating the Maulid. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, a reward for those who express joy on the night of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born is that Allah Almighty will admit them into paradise through His grace and mercy. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Al-Dehlvi Al-Qadiri rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 958 AH in Delhi, and he rahmatullahi alayhi passed away there on the 21st of Rabiul Awwal 1052 AH. His resting place is in Khanqah Qadiriyah, Delhi, India. He rahmatullahi alayhi was a memorizer of the Holy Quran, Imam of the Muhaddithin in India, an author of many books, and a commentator of Hadith. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Encouragement to read the booklet The Dawn of Blessings. Encouragement to read the book Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab. Faith inspiring point. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Al-Dehlwi Al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi said, "The Muslim who has an intense desire and passion to seek knowledge will pass away on belief, a sign of Allah's displeasure." Saying of Sayyiduna Abdullah Alawi Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, "A sign of Allah's displeasure and being deprived of His mercy is that one falls into sins." Sayyiduna Habib Abdullah Alawi Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi was born on the 5th of Safar 1044 AH. He rahmatullahi alayhi lost his vision during childhood, but Allah Almighty granted him the light of inner sight. He rahmatullahi alayhi left this world on Tuesday, the 7th of Dhulqada, 1132 AH. His resting place is in the graveyard of Tarim, Yemen. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. To read more of his sayings, scan this QR code. Acche Bure Amal. Granted intercession. Imam Shah Fazl Rasul Badayuni Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, "The one who fasts in the months of Shabanul Mu'azzam because the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam liked doing this, he will be granted the beloved Prophet's intercession." Imam Shah Fazl al-Rasul al-Badayuni al-Hanafi rahmatullahi alayhi was a major scholar, leader of the Ahlus Sunnah, a shining lamp of the Qadariya spiritual path, and an author. He rahmatullahi alayhi was born in 1213 AH and passed away on the 2nd of Jumad al-Akhirah 1289 AH. His resting place is well known in Badayun. Al-Muttaqad, Al-Muntaqad, Al-Bawariq, Al-Muhammadiyya, Saif al-Jabbar, and Fasl al-Khitab are some of his memorable works. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Mazar Mubarak. To read the booklet The Month of My Prophet, scan this QR code. Who is the enemy of Allah Almighty? Saying of Sadrullah Fazil Rahmatullahi Alayhi, "The misfortunate person who uses his tongue in disrespect of the companions radiyallahu anhum is an enemy of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Muslims should not sit with such an individual." Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi was born on Monday the 21st of Safar 1300 AH, corresponding to the 1st of January 1883 AH, in the city of Muradabad, India. He rahmatullahi alayhi would always recite Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. At the time of his death, he rahmatullahi alayhi began reciting La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. He rahmatullahi alayhi left this world on the 19th of Zulhijjah 1367 AH and was buried in Jamia Naimiya, Muradabad, India. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. To learn more about his life, scan this QR code, Tazkirae Sadrullah Fazil. A respect for Islamic books. The Grand Muhaddith of Pakistan, Maulana Sardar Ahmad Chishti Al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "One should not say about the Quran, Hadith and other Islamic books, they are lying there. Rather say, they have been placed there." The Grand Muhaddith of Pakistan, Maulana Sardar Ahmad Chishti Al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi was born on the 29th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1321 AH, corresponding to the 22nd of September, 1903 AH. After teaching for around 30 years, he, rahmatullahi alayh, passed away on the 1st of Sha'ban, 1382 AH, corresponding to the 29th of December, 1962 CE, on the night between Friday and Saturday at 1:40 AM. The words, Allahu, Allahu, could be heard with each breath of his as he departed from this world. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For more information, read the book Fizane Muhaddis-e-Azam, Pakistan. Cruelty towards animals. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi said, being cruel towards animals is more severe than being cruel towards Muslims. A Muslim can take revenge with his hands or go to court, but what can a wronged animal do? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi was born at the blessed time of dawn on the 4th of Jumad al-Ula, 1314 AH, corresponding to the 1st of March, 1894 AH. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away on the 3rd of Ramadan, 1391 AH, corresponding to 24th of October, 1971 CE. After his passing, his face blossomed like a flower, and it was hard to imagine that he, rahmatullahi alayhi, had passed away. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, is buried in Gujarat, Punjab, Pakistan. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about him, read the book Fizane Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi. When will a book benefit? Hafiz al-Milla rahmatullahi alayhi stated, when an Islamic book is held to the chest, rather than walking with it, dangling from the hand, it will enter the chest. And when a book is kept away from the chest, then the book will not enter the chest. Hafiz al-Milla Mawlana Abdul Aziz Muhaddis al-Muradabadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, was born at the time of dawn on a Monday in 1312 AH, corresponding to 1894 CE, in UP, India. His memorization of the Holy Quran was so strong that he, rahmatullahi alayhi, was famously known as Big Hafiz Saab. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, strictly adhered to the Sunnah in every matter. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away at 11:55 p.m. on the 1st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1396 AH, corresponding to 31st of May, 1976 CE. His resting place is in Al-Jamia Al-Ashrafiyya, Mubarakpur. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For more information about his life, scan this QR code, the greatness of Hafiz Millat. The intoxication of wealth. Saying of Qutb Madina rahmatullahi alayh, seek Allah's refuge from the intoxication of wealth, for one becomes sober from it after a very long time. Qutb Madina Ziauddin Ahmad al-Madani rahmatullahi alayh was born in 1294 AH, corresponding to 1877 CE, in an area of Sialkot, Pakistan, known as Kalaswala. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a descendant of the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. On Friday, the 4th of Zulhijjah, corresponding to 11th October 1981 CE, as the Muazzin of Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, called Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he, rahmatullahi alayhi, recited the testimony of faith and passed away. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, was laid to rest in Jannatul Baqi, just 2 yards from Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To learn more about him, scan this QR code. Sayyidi Qutb-e Madina. Following the Sunnah. A saint said, according to me, following the Sunnah is better than 1,000 years of voluntary worship. Not being able to recite the testimony of faith at the time of death. The noble Mashaykh Rahmahumullah state, the one who is habitual in using the miswak will be blessed to recite the testimony of faith at the time of death. And the one who consumes opium will be unable to recite the testimony of faith at the time of death. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.